away we go.
Action!
Yay.
Week three. Welcome to the Saturday Brunch Podcast.
Sorry, guys. I was late at Meineke.
Yeah, somebody thought it would be a quick drop-off for a car inspection, because they usually go really...
Because those always go really quick.
Yeah, like, it'll be in and out in 5 minutes, especially on a Saturday morning when everybody and their mother's
there. Mr. Alfonso, can we talk to you? It's going to be $1,200. And then I cried and soaked up the
That is blood the exact reason why I'll never own a used car again. I had a car and I had an Explorer. I bought it off, like, right off the boulevard, North Philly. It was fucking terrible. It was like a 92 Explorer, two-door. And my favorite feature was, it had two favorite features. One, I think somebody had a system in it before, and they drilled through the firewall of the car. Yeah. Never plugged it back up. So it was just heat pouring. Like, I didn't notice it until, you know, after you drive it for, like, an hour. Yeah. And then fucking all of a sudden, the driver's side window wouldn't always go down, and it was a left power window. So I'd be stuck with just heat just pouring at my legs. And then that was problem one. Then you would hit the brakes sometimes, and it would just go right to the floor, and you would just keep going. And then you'd hit the brakes again, and you just hear grinding metal. And I took it to, like, four different mechanics every time it happened. Like, oh, we fixed it. It's this, it's that. Never, ever was it fucking fixed. That's why. So I took that car once it did it again. I left it in the parking lot, and I fucking never – I always bought a new car, like, or leased something from there on. I'm fucking done. I'd rather pay the extra money each month and go through a fucking
$1,200
when you expected to spend $70.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's going to be $70. No, not today, there, poor job. It's going to be $1,200, and you're never going to be able to, like...
I still don't understand how you thought it was going to be, like, in and out. Like, yeah, I'm just going to go get my car inspected.
They do online appointments. I didn't know it was going to be, like, a fucking doctor's office.
That's the worst.
They finally got to the car at, like, 8:45. Like, yeah, my appointment was at 8. Yeah, they don't always run on time. No fucking shit, Dan.
I did that before when I went on... I had an hour lunch whenever we used to work at Best Buy, and we had a Pep Boys right there. Go to lunch, drop the car off. I'm waiting there for like 45 minutes. They still haven't even touched my car yet. Oil change. Now, I know that doesn't take that long. It took them like an hour just to get the car in.
They're busy fucking up your shit.
Dude, I'm like, so what's up with my car? They're like, oh, it hasn't come in yet. I'm like, that's great because I have to go back to work in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, my van's not going to be done till about 4 o'clock. So that's going
to
be
usually if, like, when I had a car, like, that wasn't, like, not that owning a new car is the best thing because they have problems too, but I've always dropped it off and just expected to not have it. I would just leave it. I give them an extra key. I'm like, just lock it in there. I'll bring my key and I'll pick it up fucking tomorrow. I just never planned to have my car again that day.
Well, I planned to do it because I knew Mike had a hockey game this morning. So I was like, let me go up to where he's having a game at. That way I'm closer.
No, we lost 5-3.
He didn't play.
Didn't play.
Oh, fuck.
I'm playing at 4 o'clock. We have 2 games today.
Yay. You look like shit again.
Well, I look like shit all the time. And I've been instructed to not smoke any weed, even though I don't smoke any weed here. But apparently, there's some people that have been listening to the podcast think that that's all I do on this show is smoke weed.
No, he smokes before the show.
That's what I try to tell him. Like, I do it before I get picked up.
Yeah, while you're making me wait outside your house for 15 minutes, you're in there getting high.
It's more like 10 minutes.
Doesn't matter.
Well, we try to be organized. Well, first, let's start with, if anybody listens that doesn't like our Facebook page, we're giving away tickets to shit. So you can win Phillies, Flyers,
and Sixers. Share the page. Stop fucking liking it.
Yeah, these people it says specifically, share this post, which I don't really know. However, we're just going to look at likes, basically, who likes the page. But, spoiler alert. But we basically look at, let me get a little close to move something. We look at likes, and it says like the page and share the post, and people just keep hitting like. They don't even read it; just hit like.
Like, oh, free tickets, like. So free tickets, like.
If you're not gonna win,
and most of these people who like
if you're stupid, and you just like the post, and you're gonna not win, even if your name gets picked.
A lot of them who like the post haven't liked the page.
Yeah, I know. They're just fucking idiots. If you like the page at least and like the post, you maybe have a chance to win.
And listen to this show so you can at least hate us for a reason. Yeah. God damn it.
And if you don't even live in Philly, which I don't know why you'd listen if you don't, because we don't know you. But
like Ronald?
That's just the other people listening.
Ronald.
What up, Ronald?
Love you.
There's a $100 gift card, too, if you don't want tickets. So my dog's crying upstairs, which is great. I hope that's getting picked up. we tried to
Dude,
be more...
Pete is going
to
call us.
Well, he just was coming down.
Why
here
is your dog getting
around.
Beat during the show?
We always let him down afterwards. Yeah. I think he gets upset that he's not here during the entire show.
I think Megan went out to meet her friend for breakfast, so he's upstairs alone.
And who's Megan?
My girlfriend.
Okay, just making sure that the folks at home
know. Yes, you can definitely know who we're talking about. So she is out, and I think he's hears me down here, but can't get down here, so I think he's freaking out. He's a little worrywart, so I might go get him and see if it works with him down here without him ruining everything. But we'll
Did you get all your coughs out of the way?
I think so. I actually took medicine the last couple of days.
Yeah, you sound way better.
Yeah,
you sound exactly the same.
I know.
I don't know what medicine you're taking, but it probably is not working. It's probably sugar pills that you just fucking pop. You're the fucking, what do they call that?
Whatever it's called.
Placebo. That's the word.
Yeah, fucking word.
A stoner and you, what that word placebo is. Like, I want to get that. I better not mess with this chair.
This is why we should do our things pre-run. So we know what words, what definitions
are. I'm getting made fun of by a dude wearing an O.J. Simpson jersey with barbecue sauce stains on it.
It is old. Oh, it might be pasta sauce. I don't know if it's
barbecue sauce. Are you sure Megan's not dead and, like, stabbed somewhere?
Yeah. She might be. She's in the backyard. What you're trying to tell us? She's doing some gardening out back.
In a 7-foot hole.
Yeah. She's getting deep underneath the deck. These to plant some new stuff. So we're trying to be more organized, and we actually print up a list of things, even though it's not going to help.
Because we have ADD.
Yeah. I'd like to maybe try to go one without fucking boring people with sports, because sports is probably boring. And
I get angry listening to the show. I'm like, we talk about sports way too much.
Should we talk about the NFL?
What does Ronald want to hear about? That's my frame of reference.
To call in.
Ronald.
I just have one thing to say about the NFL rule, and it's I'm glad they made it up so I don't have to say the N-word anymore. I can just say the 15-yard penalty. I don't have to call anybody. I don't have to say. It sounds less obvious.
Yeah, dude, you said a 15-yard penalty.
I just want to know if that rule, if I call someone a faggot, am I going to get a 15?
They're actually, I think they're looking into that too. That's the next one. That's
so it just right now it just covers is it just word one by
word?
Race?
I don't think it's one word. I think it's I don't think anybody's calling anybody a spick out in the field. I mean, that may happen, but I don't know.
There's not many of them. Hernandez got arrested.
Yeah, so I think it said racial slurs, but I don't know what it exactly covers.
Yeah, nobody's calling anybody a cracker or a honky. Yeah.
That's not a racial slur.
It's the N word. Let's be real about it. That's exactly what they're trying to
stop. So someone else a cracker, they're not getting 15 yards and an automatic first down.
Well, the hard part is going to be like, who said it? Which one? There's six black men in front of me. Which one of you guys said it?
If somebody says cracker, they should get 15 yards. They should get additional. There you go. Defense had cracks and cracker, so move the offense back. That's what they should be. So I don't know where.
You're allowed to have a 12th man on the field because you said cracker.
I don't know where I want to start on this whole entire list.
I am actually. I'm upset. I've been upset about Harold Ramis dying.
Yes.
I don't normally get upset about celebrities that die. I wasn't really that upset when Paul Walker died. That
I don't think
anybody
was that had a penis. I really don't think there's guys being like, oh my god, who's
good? Well, you leave Clay Harbor alone, dude. That he was good. He was good.
Yeah, Clay Harbor, you can, whatever. I like you, Clay. You're great.
All the great movies, all the great comedy movies that like I grew up with.
And the worst part is everybody who only knows him is Egon, dude. He did so much. He's partially the reason why Bill Murray got as big as he did.
I didn't even realize that he wrote and directed all those movies until like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll raise my hand to be the guy that's the dick because I was like, oh good, Egon died. Why would anybody care? And then
he did Caddyshack, he did Stripes.
On every single website. Once I saw it, I started remembering that, he did write Caddyshack. I think, didn't he write that Caddyshack?
Yeah.
So,
and directed.
Yeah, well, so I remembered that.
Which the story Caddyshack. With Caddyshack was, the whole plot was supposed to be centered around the caddies. Then they got all these comedians signed on, and pretty much Ramis just said, "Do whatever you want." Like,
when you get
Bill Murray in every movie he's in, he just ad libs everything.
Uh-huh.
Like that whole scene when he talks to himself, like that was all Bill Murray, and Ramis gave him the ability to do that.
Yeah.
But it went. I watched the documentary on it. It went from like being just about caddies with nobody in it to just being one clusterfuck of a funny ass movie.
I think it sucks that he died, but I mean, this makes me think of an improvisational question: asked. Who would be your worst? What celebrity death made you feel like, oh my god, this fucking sucks?
Ever?
Yeah, I was.
I don't think I've ever gotten.
See,
so
I have one, but I'm going to have 80% of people who disagree with me because of...
Is it Shirley Temple Black? Is that who it is?
Absolutely, yeah.
I know you love the good
I dropped a tear. No, but actually, Michael Jackson. I grew up loving the hell out of Michael Jackson.
I wasn't upset. I was more mad because, not mad at him, but I didn't like the fact that, I still don't like the fact.
Are you mad that he didn't fuck you when you were a kid?
That is true. I wanted to ride on the roller coaster and then get my butt plugged. I don't like that they blame the doctor for his death.
No, I don't like that either. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, it's like anybody who's ever OD'd,
whoever was with him when he died, that's who was going to get in trouble.
Exactly.
He was on more drugs than a pharmacy before this guy even met him. No. So, the only part I got upset about.
How about you, Zolt? What was the one that impacted you the most?
Ryan, it's not even a celebrity. I think it's just something that affects me because of what I do, what I listen to every day. And it's Patrice. Patrice O'Neal dying was the fucking worst. That was the first. I felt like it was a family member.
Meh.
And it still sucks. I hear him because I listen to Obi Anthony all the time, and he's always on there. And I've seen him live.
On there with Borat was fucking hilarious.
His stand up was the best, and it's just.
Well, like, Greg Giraldo was big, too. Like, I liked all those guys that came from Tough Crowd. Tough Crowd guys were awesome.
And I think the thing that sucks about Patrice is his stuff is still so fucking good, and there's still so much of it that you can hear it now, and it's still good. Like,
it's still
like,
relevant.
And you don't even realize it. Once you think about it, me and Dad, I'm like, I'm not going to hear fucking shit.
You can listen to him in 20 years, and he doesn't do topical things. He just does shit that's funny.
He was fucking...
Mitch Hedberg was the same type of way.
I was lucky enough to see him live, actually. That was fucking great.
Love Mitch Hedberg.
It was Mitch Hedberg, Dave Attell, and somebody else in the tower, actually.
David Tell is very underrated.
Louis Black. David Tell, Louis Black, and Mitch Hedberg.
That's like
at
a
the
Hall
fucking,
of Fame
at the tower.
Actual comics and not Dane Cook.
It was fucking awesome. Well, Dane Cook's alright. I mean, he's not for me, but he's some of his stuff's
great. I like Louis C.K. too.
He's fucking great. Louis C.K. is one of those guys where you're like, oh, you know what? I used to like him before everybody liked him.
Yeah,
but I've saw him at the O&A thing, but I've never seen him by himself, and I've always wanted to do his stand up.
He has so much new material. He's just a funny fucking
dude. That fucking show is good, and he's.
How about you, other Michael? Who impacted you the most?
I can't really say that I had a celebrity that I really like got really upset. I was upset when Heath Ledger died, but I wasn't upset until after I saw The Dark Knight when he says to Batman, "We're destined to do this forever." I'm like, come on, dude, what the fuck?
That hit you as a 26-year-old.
Like, that sequel I was just more upset because that sequel would have been the shit.
Who's going to affect you the next one? The next big fire you have?
I can honestly say I probably would have been really upset if Eminem actually did die instead of just come close.
Okay, now on to somebody relevant.
Anybody from Lost? No, I have to think. I don't know. You know what my favorite people?
See, you have famous people and people you idolize.
No, my favorite people. And I've liked them for a while. I've been a huge Penn & Teller fan, and now Penn kind of does a lot of shit. Because
he talks.
Yeah, and he's fucking...
He's awesome.
If you're listening, Penn, which you're not, I've supported you. I made you bad in your movie. I donated. I'm one of the producers. I'm getting a grab bag from him, so hopefully it's full of good shit. But anyway, he's one of my favorite like people. He's just a great like. I just love his shit. I love bullshit. I love his magic shit. I just love a lot of his shit. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be. I mean, I would be upset if he died, but like, they don't do a lot. He doesn't do a lot of stuff like publicly, like enough, like not like Patrice, but like stuff like that. But I don't have to give it a thought. That's a tough question.
Somebody you idolize as a kid, like me. I was all about Ron Hextall as a kid.
Yeah, but, like, see, stuff like that, like...
But that's just, like, a sports hero.
Yeah, like, Tim Hardaway is the same way. Like, I don't know if I'd be... I would be like, oh, I died. But, like, a week later, I'd be like...
Whatever.
Yeah, I'd be like, whatever. I don't know. It would be somebody that has to do a lot of shit that I like.
It's hard to get upset with someone that you're not close to.
Like, yeah. Exactly. Or something you don't listen to. Sucks. Like Cyrus from the Warriors died the other day, and I don't know him in anything else but the Warriors. So... Like, I was like, that sucks.
I was kind of
and
upset.
That's all you get.
I was actually kind of upset when Owen Hart died, only because of
the way he died.
Yeah, ruined that pay-per-view. The pay-per-view was fucking horrible and shit.
You have Jim Ross coming over here.
I spent $50 like,
and the worst
shit.
Part is you're trying to figure out if it's an angle or not.
Oh, it was an angle, all right. It was like 180 degree line right down the fucking.
See, I always thought
180 degrees is an angle.
Yeah, as you say, it's not funny, but it's kind of ironic that he landed on the turnbuckle.
Top turnbuckle, fucking smacked his head.
Oh man!
And I'm surprised no footage of that has ever came out anywhere.
Yeah, I guess that was because
cell phones were just getting started.
Yeah, their video. You wouldn't be able to see it. It would have just been like choppy.
You figure whenever something happens, you see like. 3,000 flashes. If you pieced every one of those pictures together, yeah. you'd have the whole fall.
Do you know how much good shit there'd be in the ghetto if people would have, like, flip phones still? Like, how many good, like, I've seen pictures like, oh, this dude drunk at McDonald's with, like, with his shirt off, and you watch it, and it looks like a fucking Nintendo game. Yeah. It's blown up on a giant screen, you're sitting it's 4 miles away.
Like, why is your phone 16-bit?
Yeah, it's terrible, but, yeah. What were we talking about? Where did this even come from?
We do this all the time.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about dead people.
People
yeah,
hate us.
About Harold Ramis dying.
Yeah. I would say back to the when you were asking about like who I would say like I'm opening Anthony or Ron Fez or something like that, something I listen to every day because I'd miss that.
Yeah, like that, think, that's how. There you go. Let me go back to this one. Harry Callis. Harry Callis dying was big.
Yeah, I mean that sucked, but you know like he knew he was going. It wasn't one of those.
not the second day of the season.
Harry Callis is my favorite line.
Washington.
Yeah. My favorite Harry Callis line ever was we were at my friend's house and. The Beverly Hills 902-0 is starting back up, and yeah. he was on announcing like a Sunday game, and he's like, "Tune in at 8 o'clock to see 90210." And I'm like, "Oh, Harry, you're the best." That was my favorite thing he ever said.
Beverly Hills 90110.
That's fucking great. Yeah, but Harry was a tough one because that's again something you listen to all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly, as a kid, with. same with Whitey,
and yeah. the it hasn't been the same since right. since Harry Callis died.
It's never going to be.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, I think I have my fucking iPad upstairs. I was going to do the sandwich list, but we don't want to pull it up while we talk about something else. So
yeah, you can pull out the sandwich list.
Yeah, we talk about the Ben and Jerry's thing.
Ben and Jerry's makes good ice cream.
Yes, they do.
That's a nice turn. That's a weird turn from talking about death
let's
ice cream.
Well, let's go to something happy.
While we're talking about ice cream, pull up the sandwich list or anything you can if you can navigate, if you can do two things at once. But
try not to call.
One thing that pissed me off is him and I were talking on Facebook, and it fucking annoys me. Doing a podcast sucks because... Like, we were talking about the sandwich list, and then we started talking about pizza shit, and then we start. I'm like, we can't even talk. We have to stop.
Yeah, we can't, like, even, I'm like, we can't talk about one fucking thing.
We might as well just stop talking right now because we're ruining, like, we're just
we can't
we're wasting
be,
talk.
It's like, we yeah. can't be friends yeah, outside
like,
of work.
It's like, I don't.
Outside of the podcast.
I don't want to see you or talk to you until Saturday.
Exactly. I want nothing to do with you. And then we come here, we're like, let's try and organize shit this week.
Yeah.
So we
so
talk
let's
about
relive,
shit.
Like, all the conversations we had all week.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream, so they're doing what? There's two, I remember reading it. I don't
there's going to be a core flavor, which means in the middle of each pint, there's going to be just chocolate, just caramel, caramel, whatever
it's
the
caramel.
Fuck you call it. I call it caramel.
It's fucking cool.
But, this is what happens when you have two fat guys and a skinny guy.
You're the one who fucking ate McDonald's.
You're going to know about it. You're going to have to sell
fat
a Wawa.
Fat guys dominate the food talk.
Yeah.
I love fucking, I can talk about food. I could
I
literally do, because I like food. Like, I'll go out and spend fucking $150 on one meal, and I'll go fucking to a sandwich place and get like a fucking $4 dirty sandwich and a bread and tinfoil. And I can enjoy them completely equally.
Like, here, since you're a better public speaker, I'll hand you the list.
All right, good, I guess.
I'll cough in between.
Yes, please do.
Alright, so number one
dude,
was...
Dude, do me a favor and just fucking die.
We're gonna go... I don't know why they start at one all the time. When you start a list...
I hate that.
Yeah, when you start a list, number 10, when you go to the webpage, 10 should be one, and then it should go backwards. I don't... Because it's ruined.
It's not a top 10 list if your starting number is one.
So I'm gonna start the number one. So, number 11
yeah,
is...
Yeah, fuck that. Start the bottom. Work your way up.
That's what I'm doing. I'm starting from the bottom. 11 was a hot pastrami with strips from Koch's Deli. Koch's Deli, not Cox.
Cox.
And Mike's just fucking salivating over there. He's like, oh, there's a Koch Deli? I'm fucking in.
Yum.
I'll take an extra large on a fucking pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel.
But, Koch's Deli. I'm going to keep going. It's Koch's Deli.
For
I don't know where that is.
For now, it's Koch's
Deli. You got Koch on the brain.
I know.
Hey,
it's been a very exciting weekend. I love pastrami. I can tell you that much. I will eat pastrami. You can just play a hockey game and put it in your cup, and I'll fucking eat it. I don't even care. Pastrami is the greatest, like, lunch
I
meat.
I sweat all over this pastrami. Here you go.
Fucking, you can't ruin pastrami with anything. Yeah. If you have any thoughts on pastrami.
Not as much as you do, apparently.
I'm
about to leave you with the iPad together, dude.
Yeah.
Tune in an hour, we'll discuss pastrami.
I've never had pastrami from this place, but I've had pastrami from a lot of places. Royal Tavern meatloaf sandwich. I've been to the Royal Tavern, but I haven't had their meatloaf.
I haven't had most of these things on the list.
Really? You gotta have some more sandwiches.
I do. I like what I
I'm hoping,
fucking
I'm
like.
I'm gonna give a little foreshadowing, I was going to ask if you have any other sandwiches that you would like on this list, so you better start thinking.
Anything without cheese. You're a deadbeat. We can talk about that later.
I hate you.
Even if I was lactose intolerant, I would just eat cheese on the toilet. I would never stop eating cheese. I don't care.
It's difficult because everyone around me eats cheese and everything has cheese on it. And meatloaf, when you got to be the only asshole.
I like meatloaf, so I can't see that being baked.
Yeah, meatloaf, bacon, crispy mushrooms, fried eggs, cheddar, tomato, or white bread.
Sign me up.
That sounds fucking great. Here's an idea. What are you doing after the show? Yeah, let's talk about sandwiches at noon, but I haven't eaten. Well, I had eggs and bacon, but whatever.
I haven't had nothing.
This thing
I've had nothing but fucking motor exhaust.
5 minutes ago, you'd still eat. Let's go and get some sandwiches.
I'm not done swallowing yet, but I'm hungry. Jake's sandwich board. Half pork, half smoky grilled bacon with house sriracha spread and sharp provolone. Sharp provolone is very underrated.
You're welcome to all the sandwich shops that
we're about to shout out. If you want to send us sandwiches, you can email me. I'll give you my address.
Send us a sandwich.
I'll pick it up. I'll fucking drive. I don't give a shit.
We're here usually around like 9 in the morning, so send us your sandwiches. We'll eat them on air.
That's a good breakfast to have.
I can
eat sandwiches. Nothing better than after a night of drinking is just something greasy.
You know, I'll tell you what, we were mentioning being hungover yet last week, and I should have brought this up, and this is a tip for everybody that drinks. I don't drink as much as I used to, but
we're in our 30s
now. Yeah, but if I drink, I'm going to drink so much that it's not even
retarded. I'm not going to have one. It's no point.
I go all out. So what I always do, and it's literally never failed.
Don't tell me you do the drinking of water in between each one.
No, that's fucking, who takes time?
Who manages their time in between drinks? If you drink a water in between each drink, no.
We used to go.
More alcohol that should be going in me.
This is our ADD because this is in the middle of a sandwich talk. But anyway, so we used to go to Brownies in Ardmore, which is no longer there, so we can't be plugging you. It's now an Ardmore Music Hall where you can find a bunch of guys that were in the 90s playing music. Like,
I played there once and it was awful. It was a Tuesday night at like 1:15 in the morning.
Were Brownies or the Ardmore
Music Hall? No, it was Brownies.
Brownies was the shit. We used to go there. We used to always just have a birthday or bake a birthday.
There were six people and we knew seven of them.
That seems like a miscount.
Yeah.
But we used to go there and we used to drink. We used to all have a drink. And in between every drink, we do a mind eraser, which is a great idea.
That's a great layered drink.
I've never had a mind eraser.
It's like.
It's amaretto, vodka, and something.
What's that black shit called?
Amaretto. Or no,
Kahlua.
Oh, Kahlua, yeah. And just suck it through a straw real quick and that's it.
But you see it layered. Yeah. You pour some and then pour another.
And I'm sure that's why it's called a mind eraser.
Yeah, yes. And then we would do it in between drinks.
Because Tweet forget.
But then, like, one time we went, they're like, we don't do mind erasers anymore. It'd be special. Because
of you. Because of you.
We'd always get a bus and we'd always be able to barely walk out. But anyway, back to why this whole conversation started. Luckily, I have ADD and I can remember what I talked about.
I can't.
But when you go out drinking for a big night, what you have to do, and this is going to sound silly, is you go to CVS and you buy a thing of fucking Pedialyte. And when you go home at night, you drink like half that bottle before you go to bed, take two Advil, you will wake up better than you do on a Wednesday morning. I swear to we go down the shore, like I talked about the Wildwood trip. Every day I drink a bottle of liquor. Every single day. And I wake up in the morning and go to Wildwood Bagel and I'm the first one up. Yeah. I'm fucking pounding Petey like the night before.
I'm going to try that. I'm telling you. I never got hangover until I was about 28 or so.
It's just because it's gross and it's not going to taste good. Oh. Always don't get the clear shit because it just doesn't taste good. But just I always go with CVS's apple is my favorite. But it always works. It never, ever, ever, ever fails.
I'm actually drunk just listening to you talk about
it. Okay, now what sandwich are we up to?
We're up to one that I've actually had. It's John's Roast Pork, which is probably one of the most underrated sandwich shops.
That's one on Slider Ave?
Yeah, I think it's Slider Ave. It's right off Delaware Ave, right near where the train tracks are.
Yeah, right next to...
Yeah. Right where that big shop where the IKEA and shit is.
I was going to say Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, I don't have children to take there, so
you just touch them.
I know. I just go there to watch them play.
Ooh, the ball pit!
I got a ball pit in my pants. We're gonna go jump around here. That's gonna get me in some sort of list.
It sounds creepy with the stain on your shirt.
It's not period blood, that's for sure. But so number seven is Thunder Valley grilled cheese sandwich.
Dude, I think on this list I've had one.
This sounds good. I've never been to Melt Craft, but
is there anything that doesn't have cheese on it, or is this?
One does. Well, you can get it without cheese. I know that. This I don't know how. Nobody's ever been to Dinnick's in friggin' the Rain Terminal.
It was on Man vs. Food.
Yeah, but it was bad. It was still good before. Like, my dad.
Yeah.
It was always the shit. We used to go down to the Rennie Terminal and just fucking buy shit. We'd go down there once a month. And we would just eat this shit at some Dinnick's at like 11 in the morning. But another good place in a Rennie Terminal is, I think it's called Diener's. They make chicken. Like, they have, like, rotisserie chicken. You get, like, chicken wings there. Like, rotisserie chicken wings, not, like,
deep-fried. I'm going to drop a bomb on you. I've never been to the Reading Terminal.
It's hard to go to the Reading Terminal. It's open from, like, 10 in the morning until, like, 12 or 3 p.m. There.
It's open a little later now. It's open, like, 8 from, I think, like, 2 or 3, I think.
It opens real early.
How have you never been to the fucking Reading
Terminal? I've been in the Reading Terminal. What? I've only been there, like, twice, but it's closed at, like, 2 o'clock.
It's hard to park, but if you park in a parking garage. I was going to say,
it's fucking Center City. What am I doing in Center City?
You go.
You work down there, and you've only been there twice.
But the thing is, I live in Roxborough and now Jameson, and I would still go. You just go there to go to the Reading Terminal. You don't, like, stop in, unless you go to, like, the car show or something. So you've never been to, like, a car show?
Yeah, I've been to a car show.
You never walk right over to the fucking.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you've been in the area and you haven't been in the Reading Terminal, then you're just an idiot.
Yeah, you're just a jerk off is what you are. Meatball sandwich from Stogie Joe's Tavern. I love meatball. Wait, I missed one. I'm not even going to talk about. I'm not talking about a vegan chicken cheesesteak. No. Because there's no such thing as vegan chicken. It's not chicken.
It's not a sandwich.
Tell us how you really feel about that one.
It's fucking stupid. I hate vegan food. I mean, I have more power to you if you're vegan, but I'm not going to eat.
No,
well, it's not terrible. Like, I don't buy tofu.
Can you tell me what's in a vegan chicken? I'd be intrigued to know.
I'll give you what's in it question. Mark, vegan chicken, rainbow pepper. Vegan mayo is actually really good. I like it because it tastes like mayo and it doesn't clog up your heart, and I can use it just as much as I do the regular mayo.
But all the other stuff you're eating,
yeah, but it probably gives you cancer.
Help. Oh yeah, no,
it probably gives you cancer though.
Yeah, who cares? Cancer's your answer. Meatball sandwich. I love good meatballs from Stogie Joe's. This is one of my personal favorites. Is the Italian hoagie? Well, this is not.
That looks like it's from Primo's.
No, this is from Sarcone's, which is better. But this is bullshit. This should be the old fashioned Italian. And this is not it. This is not the old-fashioned Italian, which is this fucking list is already on my fucking hate list. Because
what's the difference?
The old-fashioned Italian has sharp provolone and has, like, I think it has different meats. I don't know the exact. I'm not doing it justice. I just order it and eat it. I don't fucking analyze it.
You don't dissect it.
No, but it's the old-fashioned Italian is the sandwich you get from Sarcone's. Paisano's.
Looks amazing. Yeah. I never had that.
Beef brisket.
I'm a disgrace to all fat people.
I've been to Paisano's, but I never had that. Roasted tomato, pepperoncini, sharp provolone, or fried egg. Their potatoes are roasted in duck fat, which is good shit, too.
What?
Steak sandwich Whiz Wit is... I'm not a Whiz person. I've never been. When you're not in Southville, you don't eat Whiz.
And that's the funny thing, because Gina's a pet. Their default is Whiz.
I like Whiz on my nachos.
Yeah, I've always liked American cheese fries. More. I've always liked American more.
Yeah, I'm always an American guy, and I always probably break a normal sandwich rule, is I always get a cheesesteak hoagie. Like a little less tomato and a little mayo.
See, I get bacon on this, so it's like a BLT with a cheesesteak.
See, I used to get bacon, twice. It's just too much.
You win twice.
No, I just like lettuce, tomato, fried onions, mayo, cheese, and steak. It's a great combo.
I think the bacon love that some people have is a little overboard.
It's a Zolt is wearing a hat with bacon on it right now.
I actually am. Yes, the Iron Pigs Saturday hat.
Like have you seen the bacon balls that they make?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll tell you this: I've always been a bigger fan of breakfast sausage as opposed to.
I've always been a bigger fan of bowls made of meat.
That too.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, I've always liked scrapple and breakfast sausage ahead of bacon.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, everything tastes better with bacon. Absolutely, but everything tastes better with a lot of stuff, like cheese, unless you're fucking Mike Bruchet.
Bacon makes a lot of shit taste better. But bacon is really good. It's hard to hate.
Pig is the best animal to eat.
I like it when it's not crispy, but it's not. It's like the in-between chewy. Yeah. Like it's got a nice little bite to it.
I like the chewy parts. I like when it gets like the fat part gets a little kind of rubbery.
Yeah. It's got to be done right.
Like a little bit of both.
I would love to actually slice my own bacon.
Oh, shit. I thought I just had my 200th follower on Twitter, but apparently somebody unfollowed me.
Damn it. Followed you?
I guess so, because I'm still at 199.
Damn it.
You're awful.
This is terrible.
It was me.
So follow me, Mike Zoltek, on Twitter. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm going to sit here and count and watch them all fly up.
Here they go. They all flock to your Twitter.
Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yes, I do.
What's your
Mike
handle?
_Alfonso. We know you don't have a Twitter at all because...
I do.
He does.
I do.
Because right now, your link goes to the NAMBLA convention.
Yeah. Yours goes to NAMBLA.org is what your link is.
Check out NAMBLA.org if you're not familiar.
Yeah. I'mstillsleeping.com.
NAMBLA.org. Check it out.
Got it.
So, yeah, going back
back to Twitter because I know it's going to happen because my name has never been spelled right. It's Zoltek. Not that anybody's going to go, but everybody spells it Teck or Tech.
And just so you know, my Twitter handle is @HazCanRap, 2 Z's. Hazzz.
You're making a new one. That sounds ridiculous.
Well, I did that because, you know, I'm a rapper, and, you know, I had to promote myself through that as my phone falls on the
ground. I'm going to go experiment and try to bring the dog down.
That's a very beautiful ass that you just exposed to us all. That is nice for
your own. Let me give you a little, try to give you a visual image.
Of Zoltek's ass?
His ass is like two hams, two pigs, kissing? Very hairy pigs.
Kissing?
Hugging, at least. And here comes
our dog, Cody.
Here comes Cody. Cody is our, what is he, our producer?
He's our producer.
Sound
he's
a catahoula producer. He's part dog and part producer.
Part dog, part producer. He's already chewing on the microphone.
Yeah, he's not going to chew on the microphone.
No, I said the cables. He doesn't chew wires, but he might chew the microphone.
Okay. He might chew the actual microphone.
Settle down, Chief. Okay, now going back to our best personal sandwich, what would yours be?
There's a couple. There's a bunch that like.
Let's start it off because this is the long debate of the city. Where's your favorite cheesesteak from?
I have two. I have an Eagle's High.
Okay, but it has to be in Philly. I'll give you no shit.
No, there's one that's outside of Philly. Philadelphia. Okay, first of all.
In Philly.
All right, Del Sandro's is the best cheesesteak there is.
If someone where's outside of Philly can make a good cheesesteak, then they deserve
it. I'll explain the outside of Philly.
For the tourist people.
Del Sandro's is in Roxborough. It's right across from Chubby's, which people prefer over it, which I'd rather shit in a
I've actually been to Chubby's.
Yeah, well, guess what? If you've eaten there and not Del Sandro's, you're not a friend of mine.
I wasn't before, I won't be now.
Alfonso is not a friend of yours.
No, Del Sandro's
198 followers.
Yeah. And you know it's a good place. They know me in there. Oh, he's on board. Stop. Cody, you're not going to be on mic. You don't know how to speak English. Nobody's going to hear you. So, my favorite outside the Philly cheesesteak, which is, it's literally, if you get off the exit to go to Roxborough, and you make a left, and you cross the bridge, and then you make a right, and go about 5 minutes, you're at this cheesesteak place. And it's Mama's, and they have, look up, Google Mama's Cheesesteaks, Belmont Hills, and look at the cheese. It's not like a normal cheesesteak. They, like, mix, there's only one guy that makes them.
Is it made with love?
Yeah, but he mixes, like, the cheese and the meat together, and it's fucking amazing. It's not like a cheese, I wouldn't consider it like a cheesesteak, but it's, everybody has to go to Mama's, Belmont Hills. We've been there since I was a kid.
A-M-A or M-O-M-A?
M-A-M-A.
M-A.
It's like Mama's Pizzeria, but everybody goes over cheesesteaks. But then, I don't know, my favorite. There's a Fat Bitch up in Common and Caster at Little Nicky's.
Yeah, Little Nicky's.
That looks like the biggest shitbox in the world.
Dude, it's your fucking name. A million different
good sandwiches. Dude, I walked in there and thought I got AIDS. It's so bad in there.
I know the kid that got the sandwich made. It's called a Fat Low. I forget what it's in.
Yeah, there's a fat everything there. Right?
His name was Low. He went to Northeast High School, graduated.
Okay, now this Mama's Pizzeria, what city is it? Is it Balkinwood?
Yeah, Balkinwood. I guess it's Balkinwood.
That's pretty much Philly. It's close to Philly.
It's just like Mount Airy. It's the same kind of shit. Their cheesesteaks just have this. They don't. You'll see when you see it. They're in these rolls that are like this long, but they're like this high. And then you watch this really good visual for the people listening. But it's like you eat one, you won't have to eat for the rest of the day.
See, my favorite cheesesteak is from Tony's in Port Richmond, which, funny enough, they don't deliver and they're not open on Sundays, which sucks during football season. But they have the best fucking food. They have the best pizza steak. Your dog is eating something right now. Do you fucking feed him?
Oh, you know what? I don't think I did.
You're an awful human being.
Cody, I'll feed you in about an hour.
That's another reason why he's upstairs.
I'll feed you about an hour. There's treats everywhere.
I'll feed you when it's fucking convenient for me.
He has, like, bones and shit upstairs. If he's at hungry, he'll eat something.
Yeah, there's no pictures of here.
I
found one. Is this it? This looks fucking phenomenal.
I can tell you if it's in. That's it.
Yeah.
See how the cheese is all kind of like mushed in?
Yes. It's like they just mixed it in a pot. Yeah,
there's literally one guy that makes the cheesesteaks, and I just saw on their Facebook page that he had a heart attack recently, which scared the shit out of me, but he's coming back. He's coming back
he's
soon.
He's coming back.
Did he get written back into the script?
I have no clue, but he's the only guy that makes them. He's like, he's awesome. He's a legend.
That's the worst when you go to a place and one guy makes the sandwich perfect and the other two don't.
Yeah.
Like, that's how some places are. Like, I want him to make it. How do I say it without sounding like an
asshole?
It's
a shame that,
like, don't touch my sandwich. I want him.
It's a shame that you're upset because he can't make your cheesecake.
I hope they pass it along. They better start teaching somebody else.
Hal Ramis died, but this dude had a heart attack.
Yeah, that would be, back to that old question, this dude died would affect me way more than any celebrity. I would be really fucking upset. Really upset.
He would have to change his whole routine.
Yeah, I would have to go to a completely different second cheesesteak place.
Okay.
It's probably cliche, but I like Geno's.
Yeah, you're awful.
I know.
Yeah, I always prefer Geno's to Pat's, personally, but
switch gears. I do want to hear your being fat rant.
It was just a stupid little thing I noticed. Like, I was sitting in a meeting the other day.
Breathing,
like,
heavy.
My little, like, the side of my shirt went up, and, like, my fat side was hanging out. And I'm like, you know what? There's girls that walk around and dudes that, like, purposely have their skin hanging out. When you're fat, you just want to do the complete opposite. Yeah. It's not really a rant. It's just a little thing. Like, I never really thought about it until, like, you see, like, chicks walk around with, like, their bellies out and stuff like that. And if I walk around like that, I would probably be arrested. I would literally be arrested. Yeah. Cody, go away. You're being annoying. Go chase your ball. So see how he sounds on the podcast. But yeah. It's better than having him crying in the background upstairs. But
I think you'll be beating him the whole time.
But yeah, that's. I mean, it's just a whole different standard. It upsets me.
That you?
That's it. But I wasn't really rant. I just thought about it the other day.
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite sandwich, but I can tell you, I would love to make a breakfast sandwich. I love Western omelets. When I go to diners,
they're okay.
When I go to diners, that's all I get is a Western omelet. I love peppers. I'd make a nice little Western omelet with some scrapple on like a bagel.
Cody, are you done with this ball? It's too noisy.
He looked at you. You just fucking beat the shit out of him.
He's looking at you like
you just, you won't feed me. You want me putting a ball.
I forgot to feed him. I feed him all the time.
You are awful.
Well, because here's the problem. His dog rolls in the back of the car. Because he wouldn't eat, and I took him to, yes, I take my dog to daycare sometimes. Because
that's better than leaving him an empty ass house.
Yeah, I take him every once in a while, and so he wouldn't fucking eat.
This is going to sound weird. I take care of my dog.
Well, no, but a lot, if it's doggy daycare, people make fun of you, like, oh, you take your dog to daycare.
There's people who don't take their kids to daycare. Yeah. They just leave them in the fucking house.
So, but, and he had to eat his breakfast in the backseat of the car, or the trunk of the car, so.
You put him in the trunk.
Well, I have a CRV. I don't have, like, a fucking Impala where I'm tying his feet together. Like a fucking dead deer.
Put a muzzle on.
He goes and he gets locked in the trunk. He just smells kids. So there's kids bedded here.
Ties his feet and legs together.
Oh, so
put the muzzle on.
And a couple of things too. We got Jason Collins.
I just don't get if everybody. Why is it a big deal that some guy says he's gay? Like, I don't care that he's gay.
I can understand because it more of
it's the atmosphere of the team.
Yeah, like it's.
So you have a bunch of dumb meathead jocks, and one dude's like, "Hey,
being gay is not in a locker room is not ideal for a lot of athletes."
Because a lot of people,
roommate, we've had a conversation, and he's the type. He's a straight homophobe. Like I always ask him, like, "What would you do if you found out that one of your teammates was gay?" And he'd be pretty upset. And the reason why that a lot of these people are upset is because they have that jock
mentality,
and it's a jock mentality, and it's more of like a
nobody's touching my ass.
Yeah,
not every gay guy is checking you out.
They think that every gay guy is gonna hit on them. Like, dude, are you that vain? I don't think they're your type. First off, let's get that straight.
Yeah.
Like, they think that,
like the dude's playing on the team, not coming to check out dudes. He's like, you know what? Since I'm on the team, I'm going to try and fuck somebody.
How would you feel if you're, like, getting undressed and, you know, you find out that one of your friends is gay?
Dude, how many times got white-ass naked in front of a player?
Every day.
And it's awesome. It's hilarious.
I love looking at everybody's dicks.
Well, that's one thing Mike's been doing for years. When he gets changed after a hockey game, he stands in front of a random person on the team and
I'll
just starts
my
getting
ass.
Changed.
I rub my ass in front of them.
I rub my ass on them until they come.
And you can tell, you can tell the biggest.
And then we laugh at them. You came.
Well, you can tell the
you're gay. I jerked you off.
The biggest homophobe gets up and runs.
Yep.
Like something, you just take it. Like, yeah, that's hilarious. Ha ha. He fucking flexes
his
pieces.
I just took his dick in my face.
Yeah.
It's
no,
okay.
I just smeared it on me. But, you know, there's some dudes that'll get up and fly out, run.
I don't know. I just think it's. I just don't like. He was the highest selling jersey. Like, I get that people are proud of it, but. I just don't think it's a huge deal.
It's.
I don't think it's a huge sports deal. I think it's more of a.
I don't like the only thing I don't like about the football player. What's his name?
Michael Sam.
He's in the combine right now. Yeah. Is that he's apparently awful?
Yeah, he's doing it so he hopes somebody drafts him.
He's terrible.
Yeah, because everybody's not taking.
I think it would hurt his stock more than help.
Mm-mm. No, because somebody will take him to be. Like, the Jets would take him just to be like, oh, he's on the, like, you know what I mean? Just to have the story.
Yeah, like, why they got Tebow and stuff.
And then the best thing is when he sucks and gets cut, then you're going to be a gay hater.
Yeah, it's either going to, and they're not, it would be stupid. Unless he's, like, a top round pick, it'd be stupid to take him because you're going to have to deal with all that first off, you're going to do all that publicity, which I'm not saying, you know, let's not praise him for being gay and having the courage to come out. But it's like it's every day you're gonna talk about it, and then God forbid that, you know, he
if he gets
so
cut,
bad that he has to get cut.
It's but then if Luffy enemy sucks, it's because he can't handle the pressure.
Well, because you already have the, was it the punter? The anal punter pressure. In Minnesota?
He can't handle anal pressure.
Was it the punter in Minnesota?
He hasn't played for Minnesota in like 3 years. Chris Cluey.
He sucks. That's why he got cut, because he fucking sucked. I looked at punting stats. That's how annoyed I was. And he sucked. He literally was terrible. That's why he got fucking cut.
It's like, oh, I'm not getting a job because I'm outspoken. No, it's because you don't know how to kick the ball.
Yeah, because you're indoors and you can't kick a ball. You're a dick. That's why.
Okay, now the last sports topic, because I'm not even worried about Aaron Hernandez. He jumped somebody in
prison. I think this dude's fucking awesome. He just kills and beats up people fucking nonstop.
Yeah.
That's
but Ozzie Smith is trying to make opening day a national holiday.
It should be.
No, it should not.
No, it should be. Because I hate fucking working during it, because I should be an opening fucking day. Then you need two opening days.
Then you need a Pearl Harbor day to be a national day. You need 9/11 to be a national day.
Pearl Harbor.
It's stupid. I love baseball probably more than any other sport. It should not be a national holiday.
If you're going to make the opening day of baseball the national holiday, then you got to make
every NHL, other sport's national.
Two-nation holiday. Then you got to make football. And the thing is, football would have to be a national holiday then, because football is more popular than baseball is.
Well, it's on Sunday, so you would observe it on Monday.
Yeah. Well, Thursday. Season starts too. On Thursday.
I got an idea. Make fucking opening day on a Saturday, and it's a holiday. There you go. Problem fucking solved.
There you go, Ozzie.
I got your back. I'm going to fucking go cartwheel.
Well, it's Ozzie Smith and Budweiser, but Budweiser's just doing it for the publicity of it.
It's going to happen.
I'll tell you what, it's
probably going to happen. Like, you get a, and that's the thing that's scary about this country, is like we get excited and we get passionate about the stupidest stuff. And then the stuff that matters, like, we ignore.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we may be bombing so-and-so. Yeah, but we're trying to make opening day a national holiday. Let's focus on that.
Just like Seth Rogen going to Congress to talk about Alzheimer's.
Oh, you see that segue he did?
And nobody was there.
Good segue, Michael.
That was fucking... I listened to it. I like Seth Rogen anyway, but that was pretty fucking... The best thing is, did you see what happened on Twitter?
I haven't seen any of it.
He posted the whole thing, and then this guy, the senator's like, oh, thanks for speaking out about Alzheimer's, blah, blah, blah. And Seth Rogen replied, why did you leave before I speak my speech? The dude wasn't even fucking there.
It's like, thank you for welcoming me, but you weren't even there. Yeah. So what are you talking about?
They showed a picture, like, behind him at the set. There's, like, two dudes in, like, fucking 30 seats. It was terrible. Alzheimer's shit sucks.
We got that petition going around to get Bieber out of the country. That's awesome. You know, let's get him out of the country. He's a fucking tool bag.
Let's take care of stuff that actually fucking matters.
It's the media. It's the social media era.
We only care
about what people are posting on Facebook or Twitter, and nobody wants to talk about politics and religion and all that other stuff. So we talk about what stupid shit Miley Cyrus did last week.
She hooked up with Katy Perry. Who cares? She did it for the publicity of it.
She doesn't care about what you think, and fuck cares.
I've said it before, and I said it again. People are so enamored with everybody else's private lives and everything else.
But if you ask anybody, it's like, I don't give a shit.
No, it's not
people
even that.
Do.
But it's people just care about what other people do. And, like, people wrapped up in these housewives shows, like, oh, I can't believe so, like.
Yeah.
But then if somebody, like, looks, if the NSA shit, everybody's like, ah, this is ridiculous. They're spying on their, everybody's spying on everybody else. People just, tell me if you're listening to this, which nobody is, but if you are, you've never Facebook stalked somebody, you've never stalked somebody's Twitter, you've never done any of that shit, and you're just so worried about.
Right. Well, the argument there would always be that it's, you're willingly putting out information where the NSA, like, they're supposed to be, like, tracking every single phone call. Who the fuck cares? Like, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, but most of the shit, like, when people get in trouble for saying shit, like I'm going to go back to the Alec Baldwin thing. He was just fucking leaving a restaurant. He wasn't even, or doing whatever he was doing. He wasn't, like, he didn't post anything on Twitter.
Alec Baldwin
got in trouble for dropping the F-bomb, and he was, like, getting annoyed by paparazzi and shit. Right. It's like, that's somebody invading somebody's private life, and then
that's why I think paparazzis are the biggest scum on earth.
They should all
get hit. Like, every time somebody from paparazzi gets punched, they deserve it.
It annoys me when the celebrities or whoever they're taking pictures of, they stand up and start fighting them because, like, dude, back the fuck up off me, and then they don't do it, and then they get punched, and it's like, oh, I got a right to be here.
It's just bullshit.
It's stupid. Like, and I, you know what? Going back to where it took, I was actually very upset when Princess Diana died.
And I think I was more upset because of how she died. Like, that was fucked up. Like, getting chased by fucking, like, two or three paparazzis doing, like, 100 miles an hour in a tunnel. Yeah, the fucking driver was probably a doucher, was probably up, the, like, under the influence of something. But, like, that's what these paparazzis have forced
now, people imagine, to do. Imagine Princess Diana in today's society with all the social media. It would be even more insane.
It probably would be. Like, it'd be the same thing, like, if, who's the princess now?
Kate Middleton.
There you go.
I pay attention to the British royalty. Good job. I don't.
If she died, like, it'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when Princess Diana died, that was all over the place, too. They still don't know. They still are trying to figure out what happened with
that. Yeah, I think, aren't there conspiracy people to think it was an inside shit thing?
They were trying to get back at her for divorcing, making the crown look bad and making the royal family look bad. Fuck that shit.
If I figured they would have did something, or they would have did it a lot sooner than they did.
Princess Diana was the shit. I remember my mom was really upset. Princess Diana was the fucking shit.
I don't really remember.
Yeah, I was like 14. I didn't care.
She
walked through landmines.
Like, literally?
Literally. She used to do a lot of charity work over in Africa, and one of her big things was... the civil wars in some of these African countries got so bad that they were pretty much setting up landmines. And then after the civil wars were done, they were just, they're still there. So you got these kids walking around, end up blowing up, losing arms and legs because they're going to, like, to kick a soccer ball around, and not knowingly that they ended up landed in an area where there was a whole bunch of landmines from the previous war, and they kept on blowing up. So she always would go there to bring...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm sitting here like, is he just going to keep going?
Did you not hear what I said?
No, I didn't care. I just heard...
We're still talking about
Princess Diana. Yeah,
we're still talking about Princess Diana.
I just want to laugh.
Yeah, like, you made a landmine joke, like the and he just fucking went off.
I don't watch wrestling. It was like the women's match and the fucking main event.
Hey, nobody cares.
Women's professional, and we're done.
Time to nominate the scumbag of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Sriracha Jr.
I don't... So explain all the shit that happened to this. I was reading some of it, so he was taxing people's tips.
Yes.
I'm gonna say, even if he didn't do anything wrong, his responses and justifications make him sound like an arrogant asshole.
I don't know what he said. Somebody's gonna have to throw
apparently, me. From what I read, I'm still trying to figure out a lot of this. But one instance was when you minimum wage is $7.25. For waiters and waitresses, it's actually like $2.65, and that's because they get tip wages because they assume that your tips are supposed to cover all that to get you above minimum wage. What they're also supposed to do, they're supposed to take anywhere from 2 to 4% of their tips and put it in a pool for like the busboys, the dishwashers,
and all that stuff. When I worked at Dave & Buster's, that's what it was. Whatever your total sales amount was, you had to give 2% of your sales, not your tips, because you can lie and say what you made.
Yeah.
But 2% of your sales, so say you use 10 grand a night,
mm-hmm.
2% went to this pot that went to all the busboys and stuff who actually did work.
Can I just get something in real quick? Uh-huh. Just the tip. That's all I was
going to say.
I just want to make the just
tip
joke.
I just want to get the tip joke in. So apparently this dude was like, he took about 60% of those tips.
For himself.
Yeah, I don't know how he
did it. It was called the Pete tax. So if you have... $1,000 at the end of the night between all the servers, he would take 60% of it for himself.
60?
60.
It was 60%.
And a lot of the tips were left on the credit card. Therefore, the servers had to take the cash of their tips and front the credit card portion of it so Pete could have his 60%.
I thought I've ever seen like 2 to 4%. I don't remember.
No, 2 to 4% what each server put into the pot.
Oh, okay.
The actual pot.
The actual
he was
pot
taking
itself.
60% of the pot.
So once they all put it in, 60%
went to him.
He took. And then he was explaining, and then there's also a law that if you say they make $2.65, if your tips doesn't get you to that $7.25 an hour,
you have to get reimbursed.
The company or the restaurant is supposed to pay you that.
Which, speaking of tips,
just a tip.
Thank you. I do tip pretty good. I think it's stupid. I think we're paying for a service that should be done anyway. I can't. If you want me to, I'll go back in the kitchen and tell them what I want. I'll go and refill my own sandwich. Yeah, refill a sandwich. Refill my own drink.
Can you fill this meatball?
Yes.
I've eaten two.
Can you refill the bread?
But I don't mind it.
See, no, I understand the concept, but imagine going somewhere and you have to pay additional for somebody else's worker.
I see. I think
that's my angle of it.
I'm going to kind of disagree. I'm going to steal. First of all, I want to steal something from Seinfeld. I was just watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee again. He brings up a good point that getting the check at the end is stupid because by then, like, you should tip. Like, somebody should, the waiter should know what you're going to tip before. You probably get better service, but vice versa. But if the restaurant's paid the guys another $5 an hour or whatever it is, you would pay more for it. Would even out. You would pay more for the food, and then you wouldn't be paying for the service because restaurants are just charging you for food and, like, electricity and fucking everything else and the cooks. But if you go to, like, a good place and you get good service, it's fucking worth it. Like, if you, nothing beats, like, you go to a good place, like, a good tasting menu, and they come out and they fucking tell you everything about everything.
And I think that's really more. I think that's what the tip is really for. Yeah.
I've had awful service yet still tipped 20% because, air quotes, you're supposed to.
No. I'll tell you that tipping is not... is not mandatory.
Well, what if you have a party of five or more? You could have the worst fucking service in the world. They're still adding 18% to your check, no matter what you say.
I might be wrong, but I think I heard something about how they're not even supposed to be doing that. But, as far as the, as far as the tipping,
just a tip.
You're paying, just a tip.
Excuse me while I shut up.
You're giving that person a little extra money to make sure, like, that your food's, like, getting made the way that you wanted to, and, like, I don't got a problem with that.
Yeah,
I think I'm more annoyed that the owners get away with only giving $2.65. I think that annoys me more.
No, well, I think that's
because I would still tip even if I knew they were making minimum wage.
Yeah, that's true, but it's the culture of the industry, I think.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with tipping because it's just, if you have seven waiters at a place and you're paying all $5 more an hour, that's adds up, and you would just be paying it anyway. I think it's a way to, because if the waiters, I think it'd be a problem because if waiters weren't tipped, you would get shitty fucking service.
No, like I said, I have no problem with still tipping them, but at least give them minimum wage. Stop banking on your customer
paying. Yeah, but still, then again, your worker's salary. If you would be paying it. You would be paying more to the restaurant instead of the person. I'd rather have my money going to the person that's kind of giving me the service than going to the restaurant.
Fuck you guys, I disagree.
True. That's good, though. That's what the audience wants. They want to disagree.
Yeah, they want somebody to sound like an idiot, and the smart ones, me and Mike, to tell him that he's wrong. That's what they want.
Side note, what makes him a real scumbag is, I think, his responses.
I've done many things to be considered a scumbag.
Firstly, he says that it was a simple mistake.
That happened over a course of time.
A simple clerical mistake. And then also say, well, other restaurants are breaking laws and they don't know that they're doing it either.
Okay, this was called the Pete tax, so it was well known where this money was going to.
From what I read, I think they called it the Pete tax.
No, the workers, because the workers knew where it was going.
Yeah, it wasn't an actual...
I'm just saying, it's not a clerical error. I'm like, oh shit, why is my bank account?
That's like office space.
Him and his lawyer are trying to say that they misinterpreted the laws and that... other restaurants are doing the same thing, so they shouldn't be chastising him as they are. Like, no, this is for me one reason why I will never vote for a businessman to be a president, governor, or whatever.
This is how bad this Pete tax was. He had to pay. He had to settle, which means he probably got off cheap.
Yep.
$6.8 million.
And they said,
how long was it going on for? Did they say
years? I think it was. And they're saying, and the funny thing, I don't know if it's the same article that you're reading, but the one I read, they explained it as the settlement was a home run for the workers of Chickies and Pete's.
Yeah, but then
I don't think that's the right word to use for a settlement.
Then Sriracha goes on, or whatever, how the fuck you pronounce his name. He says, our employees are the backbone of our company.
I don't know why you're so upset. You're about to get $6.8 million. Yeah, well, you actually owe me about 10.
Exactly. Well, it's a real home run because we got a portion of what we were owed.
Yeah, it's a real home run because it's in the
Chickies and Pete's, I'm not going there anymore.
If that's how they're treating their employees, like, but see, and then now that's gonna put people out of a job. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see what happens to all the little kiosk type things like the in the Citizens Bank Park if they still keep their partnership with Chickies and Pizza after all this.
The Citizens Bank Park thing, I don't know who the fuck wants to stand in line for fucking 45 minutes of French fries. I'm not. I'd rather fucking suck a dick in the bathroom than fucking...
You are really, dude, it's just a lot of dick.
Well, it's just saying, especially I don't like to do it. With
toilets and cups,
well, I don't like to do it.
Pastrami out of my jockstrap.
But if I had to choose, maybe, well, I probably wouldn't...
Choices were you can suck a dick or wait in line for fries for 45 minutes, you would take the dick?
I probably wouldn't. I probably went a little too far. But it's just, I don't understand.
You'd rather make out with a guy passionately.
But like, I know. No, but that's too much on my list. I'd rather just jerk him off and get it over with. But,
come on.
Like, I'd rather wait in line for
a heater.
Like the heater at the Citizens Bank Park, maybe, or something, but not a fucking, I don't know.
Well, there's a Chickies and Pete's at Citizens Park. So they would have to say, like, you know what, we don't want you here.
Chickies and Pete's has the worst menu in the world. It's like five things.
Well, the thing about, go back to your stand thing, the Pete tax doesn't apply there because nobody's tipping those.
No, my question is Philly's going to keep having a partnership with him after this?
People buy that shit up and they get a. Unless they stop buying, then they'll start going to buy. I mean, I love Chick. I'll fucking go there and get a fucking. They still have Magoobi? That's a fucking great sandwich. Yes,
Magoobi is a good sandwich.
If you know anyone, that works at Chickie and Pete's, I guess it would be based on what they do. Like me, I probably would have quit.
My buddy's fiance works there.
Like if I know that like my stuff's getting taken, my money's getting taken away. Like I'm not working for a company that is going to. That's going to treat your employees like that. You're just going to go grab something from the job tree.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean...
Well, yeah, it's our scumbag of the week. I'm not going there anymore. I can get...
I'll tell you one thing. I was going to go there Wednesday.
You're still going to go.
I'm not going to... I don't... This shit like me, I don't care. Unless it's something that personally affects me. Like, if somebody ever go there and there's a fucking turd in my soup, then I won't fucking go.
Yeah, you should...
Like, I don't agree with this dude, with this guy, but I'll fucking eat his food. It's the same shit with, like, Michael Vick. Like, oh, he kills dogs. If he fucking wins the Super Bowl, he could kill my fucking neighbor's dog. I wouldn't care.
Not Cody.
My dog would be different, but I mean... It's not like I'm asking him to babysit my kids or my dog. He's fucking running around throwing touchdowns. I don't get it. But I guess this one, if you know people that are waiters and stuff, that's a scumbag shit. But, I mean, I tell you what.
You should walk in with a t-shirt that says, where's my 60%?
One thing I don't like is you can't wear your hat backwards there.
I like that because it keeps thugs out.
Well, I'm not a fucking thug. I just don't like to keep
Yeah, you just wear fucking Mitchell Ness jerseys and backwards hats.
Well, this one has barbecue.
With your ass hanging out. Yeah, you're a thug.
Well, I wear sweatpants. But,
not inside.
I know a lot of waiters and waitresses, and I think they do have like a shitty job. If anyone's ever seen the movie Waiting, I think that's a very accurate portrayal of restaurants.
I've never seen that movie actually.
Because I know, like, even just working at Wawa, like, I don't have to deal with nearly as much bullshit as like a waiter does. But some of the customers that come in, they just expect you to like wait on them hand and foot, and just expect you to pretty much do whatever it is they want you to do.
Yeah, I was next
and
to.
And I can only imagine that being a waiter is probably just as bad, if not worse.
The worst are the people who go to like Wawa or whatever, and they order a sandwich and they act like it's a 5-star experience. Like, I want this and this. Make sure you put a little bit of this, a little of that.
I don't blame them. If you want a sandwich your way, you're paying for it. You want it your way.
I just don't.
I mean the way they word it.
I don't like when people word things.
I don't like the way they word it.
I don't like. When people pretty much abuse the waiters, like they make them run back and forth all the time. Like if you're gonna make a waiter run back and forth, all right, you better be fucking tipping on them.
Yeah.
That's the part that I can't stand. Yeah. Is that I hear this and I hear their stories a lot.
I was a like, waiter. It'll be a party of like
10 people. You got to go back and forth like four or 500 times, not literally, but all this time to get all these different drinks, whatever, and then they throw you like $1, $2 tips.
And I will say this, stereotypes do apply when it comes to tipping.
Well, welcome to the racist portion of the podcast. Here
you go. What are you assuming?
The Saturday racist podcast.
But
starring Mike Alfonso.
I always tip well. I mean, I tip 20% normally.
At least I do.
No, if it's shitty service, I do 15%. But I mean, if you think about it, like a lot of times, like if you tip 20% on like say like a $30 meal, it's like $6-7 you get up to, and then sometimes you're like, I just give him $2 more.
I just pay 40. I treat it.
I'll tip the way that the service is. Like if it's they're not doing anything, and they're lazy, and if I can't find them, I need another drink, and I can't. They're nowhere to be found. Yeah. Something's wrong with my food. They're nowhere to be found. No, you're getting like $1.
Yeah.
Like you want a tip. You want a good tip. You got to earn the tip. And I think that's
okay. How much do you tip pizza delivery drivers?
I still go by the.
You don't do it? I still go by the 20%.
I don't
tip those.
It's their guess.
I literally don't remember the last time I ordered delivery pizza.
Everything tip is all based on percentage and 20%.
But sometimes like the speed is not their fault. If the
no, but if I'm ordering like, if I'm ordering $20 worth of food, I'm gonna throw in $4.
See, I can't give a man $25 to say I want a dollar change.
Right? Yeah, I don't like that shit either. Like we were, I remember when I was early when I was dating Megan, we were like real early. We went to New York for the day. We took the cab from the Penn Station to Bobby Flay's restaurant. We got out and it was like a $14 cab ride, and I gave him $20 to so keep. She's like, "Oh, you don't keep up." I'm like, I'm not gonna ask him for
$2 change.
It's
like, what's
the difference? It's not gonna. Yeah. It's not. Gonna
I feel
matter.
Like a deadbeat.
Yeah, I feel like
$2.
An asshole for $2.
Well, there's a question
$2.
I'd like to know: how do you tip? Do you tip cab drivers?
I do.
Yeah.
When do you tip cab drivers?
Usually, just kind of round up.
Yeah. If it's $16, give them $20. Yeah, if it's like $19, I give them $25.
Yeah, it depends. You can also tell. Sometimes you get a cab driver that you can tell is trying to like. Take a long way or not go very fast. And
I was fucking half passed out coming over from Finnegan's, and I grabbed a cab, and he could have just turned down 3rd Street. He tried going up, and we get the Fisher. Like, yo, where the fuck are you going? Like, oh, I'm going this way. Like, no. Make a fucking right, the next right. He thought I was asleep, so he figured he'd do a tour of Philadelphia while I was passed out in the back.
I have a fucking great
I did not tip that motherfucker.
I have a great cab story. Just reminded me of, we were in a, I'm trying to think, where was it? I think it might have been. So when it was actually, it wasn't Green Bay. When we went to Green Bay for the Eagles trip, we went to Milwaukee the day before. Stayed in Milwaukee and then drove to Green Bay. So we went to like the downtown part of Milwaukee. It was pretty fun. So it was a good time. We get in this cab. This cab driver trying to pick up this fucking chick. So we get in the cab. We're trying to help the dude pick up the girl and all, trying to get her in. And we're all having a great time. We're fucking driving down the road. He's pumping the brakes. We're bouncing the fucking, it was a minivan cab. We're bouncing the fucking thing. And we're great, and we're fucking just having a fun time. So we're driving along, and I have this friend, Camp, who is... Camp, when he drinks, is pretty much like the Tasmanian devil. He's like, he's an absolute maniac. He'll fucking run around, headbutt, he's a psychopath. So we're driving back, but I love him to death. I love you, Camp, if you're listening. So we're driving down the fucking highway, and my friend in the front seat, my other friend's laying on the side like that, where the minivan, like the floor is. He's laying on the floor. Another Camp's sitting next to me. I'm in the middle. And my phone friend's in the front seat going through like a CD visor. And he's like, some kind of mix. And it's like some like Jamaican looking guy. I think he was like Jamaican. He was black. I know that much, which is important to the story.
Same as Jamaican.
Something like that. So the guy's like, put the CD in. My friend Bobo is like, put the CD in. He's like, no.
My friend, put this in my friend.
No, he said, put the CD in. He's like, no, listen to this. And my friend next to me, Cam, just goes, oh, come on, don't be a bitch-ass nigga. Put that shit in. And we're on a highway. He slams the brakes. I'm like, oh, we're going to die.
Did someone throw the flag?
Dude,
15 yards?
It was complete. It was complete silence. He's like, what'd you say? I'm like, oh, here we go. I just picked
this is where I die.
He's like, you don't say that shit. He's flipping. He's yelling at us on the shoulder of a highway. And I'm like, we're in Milwaukee. I don't know how the fuck to get home. We're on a highway. This dude is fucking probably going to kill us.
Oh, man.
And we drove. Oh, actually, my one friend Yoder is in the back seat. That's another fun part of the story. So we're driving back. We finally get back on the road after he shames all of us. And we're driving going like the speed limit. And my friend Yoder's like, yo. I think he's ripping us off. I'm like, shut the fuck up. We're getting robbed. We're not dead. I don't care if he charges us fucking $30 more. We're going to be home. And then when I bring it home, my friends are like, oh, you'll never guess this cab ride we had. The guy's engine blew up. I'm like, no. You're never going to guess our fucking cab ride. We almost got killed. That was fucking great. I love cab drivers. I had another fucking story to bring up, but I forget what
it was. I've been kicked out of a few. I don't word things correctly when I'm drunk and get into a cab.
I was in South Philly at my friend Matt's birthday party, and this isn't a cab story, but it's still a funny driving story.
That's relevant then.
We're driving home, and I'm in the back seat, and my friend Lenny, he's driving. Everyone's drunk except for me because I got to the party like real late because I came after work.
And you're not even the one driving.
I'm not even driving. I'm sober as hell. He's drunk. No one knows where they're going. We're in Center City, Philadelphia. I'm trying to explain the direct, like I'm trying to give directions on where to go because I'm the only one who knew anything about Philly. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, turn down this road. Just go this way. They're like, no, I think we got to go straight. I'm like, no, we have to go fucking right. We have to go to Vine Street. We're fucking on Spring Garden. Like, make a right. No, I think this is the way. So then we end up making like a right like 5 blocks later, and then we get on. I can't remember the street, but there's like a big like median, whatever. So he decides to fucking turn. He turns into the oncoming traffic, and then goes over the median, and then into the right, and then finally goes, and then there's a cop car right there. How, what he was doing, I don't know.
Because he was getting a blowjob. He care.
Must have been, because he didn't care, or did he see us. So we keep going, and now everyone's, like, screaming at each other, and then we get to, I think we got to Arch Street, 5th and Arch Street, and I'm like, I'm done, I'm out of here, I just get out of the car and leave, and walk to Spring Garden. And apparently my friend Matt got out of the car after me to come find me. He got lost for like 2.5 hours in Philly and then ended up finding his way back to the original party that he was at. It was
full circle.
It was a nightmare. It was, I don't even know how to explain it, why that happened.
I wish I remember this, what I was going to bring up about before we talk about Kaz. Were we talking about tipping? Was it tipping? And then
just the tip.
It was something. I hope we remember what it was.
And I'm the stoner? Were you smoking before?
Well, because I started thinking about other... my ADD gets so far ahead, I started thinking about other shit, and then I forget what I was originally thinking about.
I think that's the worst part about our ADD, is that we all start... Like, I know I've done it a couple times where we're talking about something, I'm like, oh, I got a good story right here.
Yeah.
But then you two start talking, then it just gets out. Then I start talking about it, and then I...
The fuck was I going to say?
I'll tell you what, the good way to comment that, because it happens to me at work a lot. I always have a pen and paper, and I just write what I was going to say, because it always happens to me all the time. Like, if you go in here, my MacBook, this shouldn't mess it up. You can actually... Right there is me. We're trying to remember something that I was going to bring up.
Explanation of paying total.
It's something we're going on at work, so I made sure I put a note of it, so I remember to bring it up after fucking.
Did you still forget to bring?
No, it up? I remember to bring it up.
I remembered.
I just sat there and stared at it. What else do we have? I can't believe it. I thought we were going to talk about like three things on this list,
and we ended up talking about like most of it.
Yeah, the principal lady. I don't really remember the whole story, but I remember people complaining about somebody dragging her kid.
She was dragging a kid.
I saw the video.
And then she got rehired. She started again or something.
Yeah, they gave her like 90 days.
In 2012, I was just reading today. Happened in 2012, was suspended with pay. Then all the parents got outraged. And then they suspended her.
Hell suspended with pay, not the greatest thing in the world. you're not allowed to work, but you're still going to get your full salary.
Then she was on suspension without pay, but apparently she was still getting paid, and she only lost like $1,000 the whole thing. I saw the video. If you go by just the video, you know
it looks bad.
Even just by the video, no, you know what? Even just by the video, it doesn't even look bad because
she's dragging a kid down the hall.
She drags him out and she stops and she's just standing over and the kid's just standing there like just laying on the ground like this. And I can only imagine that she was like, "Are you gonna get up or I'm gonna drag you? Get up or I'm gonna drag you." And she's still laid there. So you know what? I would have fucking dragged her too.
This goes back to the great Chris Rock. I wouldn't say I'd do it, but I understand. Because I would fucking drag a kid.
I really think
I don't know if I would, but I can understand why you would want to.
I don't know what happened in 15 years, but it seems like parenting is at an all-time low.
When I heard about this, like I've like heard it verbally, I thought they were talking about a dragon lady. Like a lady that was fucking breathing fire. I got excited. That's the only reason I know about it. It's like, wait, this isn't the same thing.
Like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Yeah. All his entrances.
The only thing I don't know if anybody does the Oscars. I like fucking movies, but I don't.
I don't think I know who's even fucking nominated. No, nor have I seen any of them.
The thing I never liked about all the like the Oscars and the Academy Awards, whatever, it always seemed like the movies that were winning like either just came out or are coming out in 2 weeks.
Or they're independent films that were in 4 theaters.
Well, independent films aren't nominated for Oscars. They're nominated for the Spirit Award.
No, they're also. Ooh. They're also. Ooh. Nebraska is considered
independent. Well, Nebraska's a bit, and so is 12 Years a Slave.
That's what I'm talking about, Dickface.
But they're no longer independents. Like, they're independents, but they're not. I mean,
once they get
independents aren't, you can't go to the fucking movies. I mean, yes, you can, but they're technically independents, but they're not.
Fuck you.
I can't remember what movie it was. What was that movie?
You said you didn't know anything nominated, and you just knew Nebraska.
That's the only one.
Somebody's pants are on fire.
Two movies. It is hot of air.
Yeah. I gotta get the fire extinguisher.
I think it was A Beautiful Mind when that won. Beautiful Mime. Award. It's like 10 years ago. I mean, yesterday.
There's no words in A Beautiful Mime.
This is a really cute guy makeup on.
Beautiful Mind, M-I-N-D.
Dude, he's stuck in a box for 2 hours.
Oh,
it just seems like the movies are like just coming out, and I think that there's a lot of good movies.
See, when
that,
we were younger, like 4 movies were nominated for Best Picture. Now it's like 37.
No, it's because I don't blame them.
There's more movie theaters,
but narrow down. Like you do the Heisman.
I don't blame
narrowed them.
Down. I don't tell you why, because this country is fucking dumb, and movie studios only put movies out that are blah, 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 two, this is exploding, yep. This is fucking, this is a book that everybody used to read, or this is something.
This is a book that everyone there's read, no that original nobody cared
about until the movie came out. Everything is, there's no, none of these movies you people saw in the movie theater or you heard about when they came out, because nobody cares about movies that aren't something they know. It's not a comic book movie, it's not a sequel, it's not a, the comedies do well.
Well, the, I remember the Twilight movies, yeah. when they came out, I heard all the girls talking about the books, but I never heard of the books until the movie came out.
Yeah.
And all see, of a sudden, everyone wanted to read a book.
That's why I don't have a problem with them adding fucking 10 movies, because people go and see them because they're not ever. It at least gives the movies that are worth watching some kind of an audience, because nobody saw American Hustle before they knew it was nominated for shit. Nobody even knew what it was.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, it's like all this shit nobody ever heard of. That's another one you know every one of them.
I meant more so the actors and actresses nominated.
And he's not Googling this either. Like this is off the top of his head. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I like the Oscars. I like the good movie. I like a good movie. I don't know.
I like movies with dialogue.
Yeah. Well, I think he's meaning more than just like G.I. Joe movies.
Yes.
I like movies when they talk.
When they talk?
That fucking silent film is awful.
Beautiful Mime? I don't like that.
That would make 12 sense.
12 Years of Mime.
Last night I saw a Lego movie. It was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah. See what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's your one of them.
Lego movies fucking good. Well,
and like
it's
cartoons.
It's gotta be
and,
explosions or Legos.
Yeah, or cartoons.
Or a cartoon.
Or
shut
like
up, rapper.
Comedy, like, comedy movies do well, and they're pretty much original. But that's the only original movies that ever
see,
do well.
I like. This is one of, I say dialogue movies. I love Kevin Smith movies because the talking, the between them, like the conversations between everybody,
the
is
dialogue?
Spot on.
One thing I tell you what, everybody loves Clerks. The thing I hate about Clerks is I don't. I'm not a big Clerks guy. That fucking guy that works at the video store, what's his name?
Randall.
His fucking voice.
No, Randall.
Randall, that's
right.
Yeah,
his voice that's just makes you want
to talk high pitched.
And just the way he talks, that like that smarmy, I just hate it. It takes me completely out of Clerks.
It's his Jersey accent.
It's not a Jersey accent. It's that like smarmy fucking
weasel.
I just hate it, and it takes me out of Clerks every time I watch it. I fucking hate it.
You ever see Mallrats? That was a good one.
I did see Mallrats.
Mallrats, a great movie. It was Chase and Amy.
Yeah.
You just gonna name all the movies?
Same time, Bob's right back.
Like I heard of them all.
Jersey Girl, that was a good one too. No. Juice, that Red was a good one.
What about Red State?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw Red State.
There you go. You're slacking.
And Dogma was fucking confusing.
At least I didn't claim to not know anything.
Well, I think
just rattle off every.
I don't know. I should probably Google this, but I don't think he wrote. I think he directed Red State. I don't think he wrote it. Yeah. I don't know.
But still, he was involved in it.
Yeah, it was still good. It was creepy, religious.
I'm just sick of him walking around with his hockey jerseys.
I like Kevin Smith. He's good. He's a.
I'd walk around with hockey jerseys all the time. Like, go fuck you.
Yeah, man, if I could wear a fucking hat, why wouldn't he?
I've never seen him anything but a jersey.
I know, dude.
That's why I walk around the house shit. I don't fucking. When I go out, I wear like a fucking polo or a t-shirt, but I don't.
With a number and name on the back.
No, I just. I love jerseys. They're comfortable. You can just throw them on. They're not. And they're fucking
I've
easy.
Always been a jersey fan.
Yeah, I don't.
Not
I don't,
a New Jersey fan, but an actual jersey.
And I always. I don't
wearing
think,
jerseys.
I think a lot of people like. The only reason I own Philadelphia jerseys pretty much is because of the fact that I'm in Philadelphia, but I don't think wearing a jersey like has any. Like I have a Larry Fitzgerald jersey because I like the jersey. I don't like. The fucking
so Cardinals. Get a fucking player you like.
No, I like. Well, I like Larry Fitzgerald, but I just like the jersey. I don't care. It's a. You don't buy a polo shirt because some guy makes it. You buy. Some people do.
I'm gonna
like
say.
I do. but you don't buy it specifically for that. It's gotta be something you like how it looks. Like I'm not gonna buy a fucking like a bright red fucking polo with like purple stripes going X's because it's Ralph Lauren.
Are you going? What do you think of the Oregon Ducks? Their jerseys.
I love their fucking jerseys.
How they change their like
it.
A different
love,
jersey.
I love those fucking crazy jerseys. I love them. If a team gets a crazy jersey, I'm in.
It's got to be the color.
Yeah.
Someone said, whoa.
The
got,
color scheme, like,
we got
the Seahawks
neon,
and the line.
We got green. Neon green and yellow as our colors. Let's do some shit with this.
Yeah, it's fucking, I like when people mess around with jerseys.
I'm just watching the alternate Ducks
like,
having a fucking seizure.
I always like third jerseys.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the alternate jersey. Except I remember the one time the Mavericks did it, and Puff Daddy, because that was his name back then, or... He made the jersey, and they literally, everybody hated them, and they never made them again.
Oh
they wore
God.
Them literally for one game. I you'd have to look. I'm pretty sure it was the Mavericks.
I'm not even going to Google that.
Damn straight, you know I'm going to.
How do you still have fucking phone life?
I have been barely using it.
Well, what else we got? We got some dead air. What else do we got?
Dead air.
Jerky Boys are back, apparently. They were Rolling Stones a lot this morning.
What?
The Jerky Boys, I don't know if they're back, but they did something with Rolling Stone, and they had like three new calls. I listened to them, and it was fun hearing Saul Rosenberg again, but it wasn't funny. It wasn't good.
Yeah, I was actually a Jerky Boys fan as a kid.
Who wasn't, though? That was the best reason to have Columbia House, just fucking get the birds, fucking Jerky Boys CDs and send everything.
I always thought that they referenced Philadelphia's Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo, eh?
Yeah, like, did Frank Rizzo die? I was kind of confused by that.
I expected more out of that conversation.
All Jerky Boys, yeah, that's relevant.
Anything else on the list? There has to be something else. We can't run short. We gotta figure fucking something else.
People are like, let this fucking shit end.
Yeah, just end it.
Let's talk about food, because I like food.
I love food. What are your fucking, give me some food places. What's your shit?
What's your favorite?
Let's start plugging some food places.
No, here you go.
Wait, hold on. So what have you seen on Deadspin?
I haven't, nothing terrible. They had a, I did see something on Deadspin, I forget what it was. I don't know. I check their shit. They're always, I follow them on Facebook, so I read all their shit, but I haven't seen anything really that great.
Something we were talking about last week, the law in Arizona was vetoed.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that means which is funny, because the governor didn't say one word, if it passes, I'm going to veto it. They just kept quiet, veto.
Oddly enough, you know what I was reading? I don't know if it's held any water to it. I was reading something about somebody wrote an article that going through could cost them the Super Bowl. They're getting a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were going to move the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they're going to. That's probably why I got vetoed. Yeah.
That's $500 million.
Yeah, I'll veto anything.
I don't know if you know anything about the governor, Jan Brewer.
Isn't the one that got shot in the head?
No,
Dallas Green's daughter-in-law or some shit.
It wasn't Dallas Green.
No, his granddaughter died.
Dallas Green, did he go to the fucking Phillies?
Yeah, his granddaughter got killed.
Oh, yeah, that was
I thought you were saying that was her name. No, Dallas granddaughter. That's a weird
Dallas Green, that was Sandy Hook.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
All right, let's talk.
Anyway, it was.
you talk while I prove you wrong.
Do we have any sort of facts? The non-factual
You talk.
Ones?
You talk. No, you look up. I'll talk. No, the one that was shot in the head, she was the congresswoman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right.
She was the congresswoman that got shot. But she is, Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona. She's all about, when they were talking about border control, she wants Arizona completely boarded up, at the bottom, at the border of Mexico. It's she's very, very super ultra conservative. What do you say?
I'll be waiting for your apology.
Dies in Arizona shooting. Oh, that was the same one, but that wasn't who we were talking about.
Well, they didn't die. The woman didn't die.
I'm talking about his granddaughter died.
Well, no, I'm talking about the one that didn't die.
Yeah,
the one that got
the
shot.
The same shooting, his granddaughter got hit as well.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
I don't care.
He's still wrong because it wasn't about
I'm a headline guy. Fuck, that's why I like Twitter. I get 140 fucking characters and I do everything. I think I know everything about it. I don't need to click or do anything else.
But when after that bill got passed in the Senate, she pretty much kept quiet because they pretty much were hounding her. Is she going to sign it? Is she going to veto it? She wanted nothing.
And then Roger Goodell made a phone call and said, by the way, you won't have the Super Bowl.
I don't think that conversation went. Surprised.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about
it. Because NFL didn't make any type of announcement about it until it was about to be signed.
Let's talk about food again.
Yes, talk about food, Mike. Fuck, you skinny fuck.
Talk about cheese.
Let's talk about cheese.
There you go. How about a food you grew up loving that your parents made?
Well, I don't know if there's any. I know there's something that my mom.
Your mom
listens to.
I was going to say, something that you would call your mom. Mom, can you please make me this? Because only she makes it this awesome.
She used to make this thing, which is basically scallops, linguine, snow peas, carrots, and red pepper flakes. It was so good. And just buttery garlic kind of sauce. That was really good. And one thing they used to always make that fucking killed me was she used to make fucking veal patties. Lamb patties. They're fucking. I just got so sick of eating them. I love lamb, but they're so fucking gross. Mom, and she knows this. She's gonna listen. She's gonna hear this. And she's gonna say something to me. But I do. They're the gross. And she always laughs. And she's like, "Oh, we got lamb patties." I'm like, "Great, I'll be right over." For fucking but we always while we were Polish, so we had my dad's mom is Polish, so we'd have a lot of Polish stuff. I love pierogies and fucking kielbasa. That's the fuck. But I can make those myself.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I can cook my ass off, so I don't really have to. I've made what my mom made.
Yeah, any type of soup and stuff like that was always awesome. And my mom would cook it for fucking 10 hours.
I love a good soup.
And I can never make it exactly the same.
I don't make things the same because I don't ever write anything down. I just throw fucking shit together.
I get yelled at constantly for not measuring shit.
I don't measure. That's why cooking's better than bake. That's why I don't bake, because bake you have to measure.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I do baking. I have baked a couple things, and it's fucking awesome. But like, it's just yep. A measuring is for the birds, and you can't like cooking. You can taste something and be like, and fix it.
Baking, I need something else.
Baking, you do this, and then it's in the oven, and it's in God's hands.
You fucking well, you roll two dice in the fucking oven.
Exactly.
My grandma makes really good, or she used to make really good chicken and dumplings.
Oh, I love chicken. My mom used to make those too. You know, you just
remember. She used to make the dumplings for like a beef stew too. Uh-huh. Oh, so good. She'd make it for the chicken and dumplings, it was more like a, it was more flaky, where when she made it for the beef stew, it was more like thick dough.
Yeah, my mom used to make it like,
I like the
my greatest, or my most favorite mini appliance, or whatever you would call it, is a crock pot. I love cooking beef stew for
that's
10 hours.
The most accurate statement I think what? Anyone can make.
I have
crock pots are not used enough.
I've used it once as we lived here.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to use it tomorrow. I'm going to make a chili.
My favorite kitchen appliance is probably my cast iron skillet, because nobody uses those anymore, and they should. Those are the best fucking things in the world.
Cast iron? Yeah.
Because you can get them a fucking knot. I made salmon on it, and it was fucking, it got like this big crust on the outside, because you can make it a fucking 1,000 degrees. And like it just starts smoking, and you get that sizzle. You don't get that on fucking like a nonstick thing.
Yeah, I'm okay with using sprays as long as it comes out good.
Yeah, I don't even use, when it cast iron, you shouldn't even
but
use
it. Nothing spray. Sticks on it, but it also has no flavor.
Yeah, I don't like but the cast iron, a little cookie tip is you don't have to spray shit usually. Like if it'll not stick when it's done, when it's ready to be flipped. So like when it gets that crust on it, that crust isn't going to stick. You just, you know. If you know how to cook, you don't.
Yeah, if you're about to flip it, it's not coming up. It means it's not ready to be flipped.
Yeah, you just leave it there until it's ready. You don't just go, oh, I got to flip it.
It's like, have somebody waiting for like 20 minutes. Like, it's still not going. It's not done yet. That means you waited too long.
What about like restaurants? You guys go to like any like good fucking...
Not really. No. Like, I'm a big fan of buffets. I call them buffets.
I love a buffet. I love a buffet. What's a good buffet? What's your favorite buffet?
I have one up on Cotman Ave. It's like Chinese buffet with a hibachi.
Where on Cotman?
It's right past the Boulevard on Large Street, I believe it is. It's right on the corner.
It's like a good buffet.
Next to an actual, it's an Amish market. It's only there on the weekends. They bring the food from Mike Lancaster and sell it over the weekend, and they close down for the rest of the week to the weekend.
By the way, it's Lancaster. It's not Lancaster.
I'm a big fan of Texas Roadhouse.
I do like Texas. I'm not
cinnamon butter.
Butter.
Oh my god, that's bread. I'm pretty sure this one roll on my belly is just their butter.
It's just the butter.
Cinnamony.
Yum yum.
I figured it'd be salty.
That tastes really good.
It's hard to find good chain restaurants. Like,
the best chain. This is the easiest conversation I'll ever have. The single best chain restaurant is Maggiano's. There is no...
I don't think I've ever been there.
Does that qualify as a legit chain?
There's like four or five of them.
Yeah, I know. I've been in one in Center City.
There's one in Center City. There's one
across from the Red Terminal.
You've never been to Red Terminal, but you've been to fucking Maggiano's.
Yes.
You can spit on it from the fucking door. It's literally across the street.
See, you know how they had their mozzarella deep fried, and my buddy thought it was chicken parm, and he wouldn't touch it because he hates chicken. Rich Burgess, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't touch it until he found out afterwards it was mozzarella, and he was pissed off that he didn't have any of it.
I've always had people try to sneak cheese into food.
Okay, let me reword it. Global chain. Fucking Maggiano's has 3-4 locations. It's like saying your favorite chain is
there's the Puff Daddy jersey. Yeah. Just
let me see. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, they're
really
ugly.
But they only wore it once.
That was shrimp should be wearing it.
But I all the time I had, I would say, I don't know, pizza, I don't know if it's a pizza place or, I'm trying to think, Chick-fil-A's probably, I would say, probably up there.
Mm.
Chick-fil-A's pretty fucking good.
I don't know if that's cold. It's not even really fast food, but like Applebee's.
I tell you, every time I hear the word Applebee's, I think of the same thing. I would rather eat apples covered with bees than eat Applebee's because I fucking hate. I don't like
bees.
I don't like chain sit down restaurants because you can get the same. You can get food that's just as good for the same price at a place that isn't a chain.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fast food stuff's like, you know, it's cool. You want to carry Chick-fil-A or fucking a Big Mac or something, but I'll never sit. Like, I don't like Fridays. Outback's not terrible. I'll give Outback.
Yeah.
Outback's not terrible.
See, I like
Pizzeria Uno's good.
I like Olive Garden, but that's more so for their raspberry lemonade. It needs to come with a side of insulin. That stuff is delicious.
You can't be. You go to a place for lemonade.
Yes.
You just make Raspberry Lemonade at home. Crystal Light makes the fucking same flavor.
It's not the same.
Crystal Light makes it. It is amazing.
No, there's no fucking sugar in there.
But it doesn't matter. But it tastes just as good.
No, it doesn't. It had these beef. No fucking aspartame.
First of all, Olive Garden is horrible.
I'm talking about their lemonade.
They are terrible. I would never. Olives are the only food I don't eat, and I actually will try them. Like, if I get olives or something, I'll try them to see if I like certain kinds. And I found one kind of like at a Tinto, which is a restaurant in Philly, but whatever. I hate olives, and I would rather eat a garden full of olives. I'll make the same fucking joke than eat at Olive Garden. It's terrible. Olive Garden is terrible. You can get the same shit at Maggiato's for the same price.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
That's all I
gotta
say.
And it's overpriced. Yeah, it probably is Crystal Light.
Yeah, it probably is. That's why I put sugar in it. That's all they do.
Crystal Light and sugar.
Here you go, Alfonso.
Just give me this fucking asshole with Crystal Light. I don't know. I don't like sit down chains except for Outback. It's probably the only one. And because there's one literally across the street and it's easy
to go. Speaking of that sandwich list, even though it's not an official sandwich, but the Philly taco needs to be on there somewhere.
Philly taco.
Philly taco is a slice of Lorenzo's pizza, which is bigger than your face.
Most pieces of pizza are bigger than my face.
With a Jim steak in the middle of it, you fold it.
That's not a sandwich.
Yes, it is.
It's not. You can't order it. You have to go make it.
Which sucks because Jim's line is fucking ridiculous. So normally you have to get that first. I made the mistake of getting Lorenzo's first, and by the time I got the cheesesteak from Jim's.
Is that angry black guy still working at Jim's?
I don't know.
I remember he was like the soup Nazi kind of thing at Jim's.
I think I remember him.
Yeah, he was there because I haven't been to South Street. I haven't dragged on South Street, and I couldn't even tell you.
Actually, no, I went to Mandy Brown's once or twice.
Yeah, but there used to be an angry.
I love South Street. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't hate it. I just don't. I don't live in the city anymore. She used to live in Northern Liberties, and we were down there all the time, so we were in the city a lot. But
wow, Philly Taco even made its way in the Urban Dictionary. you know you made it now.
Is it a sexual term?
No.
Oh.
Jim, true Philly Taco veterans know that one must go to Jim's for the cheesesteak first.
I know what a good sandwich is, which is something my friend Taco told me. It's called the ghetto roll. It's when you go to like a gas station, and instead of getting a hot dog, you just get the roll and put all the toppings in it and then eat that. And you don't actually have to pay for the hot dog. You just eat the fucking roll with ketchup and onions and everything else.
That's actually pretty good.
It's a fucking ghetto roll. That's what I like.
I like onions and mustard.
Is the best way to go with a hot dog. Yeah. And maybe a little relish. I like mayo on my hot dog, but only sometimes.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I like mayo on fucking everything.
See, I have a theory. Name a food. I ask a lot of people this question.
Oh, I love mayo.
Ears disgusting shops. Name a food that isn't hot or wasn't once cooked that you put ketchup on.
That wasn't hot or wasn't once cooked that you put ketchup on?
Like cold chicken, you would still put ketchup on, but it was already cooked.
Who puts ketchup on chicken? Like chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Why would you put barbecue sauce?
What are we, six?
Yeah, I don't fucking. I don't. The only thing, I'm not a huge ketchup person. I don't like ketchup on fries. It's probably the only thing I put ketchup on.
Listen, I can't think of anything that you would put it on that was like a cold food. Like, it's weird to put it on a deli sandwich. No. I've seen it done once. It's
weird.
Disgusting.
It's weird. I don't like it on a cheesesteak either because all it tastes is ketchup. It's fucking stupid. I'm not a big ketchup guy. I'll put mayo on fucking everything.
I like mayo, but as a friend. You know what I mean?
I love him as a fucking lover. So we're at.
I'm not lying. I'm sitting here thinking of more food. I'm fucking starving. I haven't eaten since yesterday.
We're supposed to go.
That's way below my quota.
I just find it funny that we're sitting here talking foods. I've been pretty quiet during the whole food.
That's
because
you fucking just ate
it's
McDonald's.
It's also because it's funny that I'm like 4 pounds.
Well, congratulations to you and your metabolism, asshole.
Criticize me for all the food that I don't eat.
I got a Wawa question for you now that I think about it. Why? What the fuck happened in the Wawa world where I can get a breakfast bowl with eggs and shit in it, but I can't get cheese on it anymore? What happened?
Because of him. The fucking cheese Nazi.
In the
No, there's no cheese. You
in
can't,
the eggs.
Is it?
Yeah. The cheese is.
There's no fucking cheese in
the
eggs.
That's where they cut the cost.
I can tell you the cheese.
I do want to know.
Because we get it in the bag. You see the cheese bits, all the cheese bits in there with the eggs.
That's bullshit.
It's all
see,
mixed
my
together.
Wawa.
That's why I can't eat the eggs.
Wawa question of the week is, why did they take away the roast beef sandwich?
I don't know. I had someone else ask
that's
me that the
gone?
Other day.
Yes.
And why can't they do turkey bowls all year round? Why isn't that every fucking Thanksgiving?
I think that's what they're going to do, but I'm not sure. We still have turkey.
Why? I want to know why I can't get roast beef anymore.
You're going to have to talk to
because
to
Wawa
headquarters.
Well, if you go to the sandwich list, you can go to Nick's Roast Beef, and you can get one of their sandwiches. They're on the top 10.
Where's that at?
Not Nick's roast beef. I meant John's roast pork. Oh.
There's a lot John's. Of food that Wawa used to have that I loved, and I was the only one that bought it, and I tried to keep it, but sadly, it disappeared.
Here's a fun fact, which I did not know. You know the breakfast sandwiches that they have right next to the cashier? Mm-hmm. You can have them specially made.
You can go and order them.
Yeah. I did not know that.
You can have them ordered any time of the day.
Yeah. Welcome to, like, 4 years ago.
He told me this one. He ordered it. He's like, I want... He said, I want an egg... Sausage, egg, and cheese with no egg and no cheese. Like, dude, just tell me what sausage on a fucking bagel.
He's like, what are you getting a sandwich for? He's like, it's breakfast. They don't
I didn't make that face when I said it, though. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't mean that like a retard.
One time at the Wawa, they had the greatest.
My chin is correct. You did give me three chins.
One of my favorite sandwiches, I went to Wawa once, and I was like looking through the breakfast sandwich menu, and you can get bologna, egg, and cheese, and that made me so fucking happy, and then he toasted it. But then I ordered it once, and they made it this way, and they never made it again. They toasted it with just the bologna on there with the cheese, and it got all crispy on the bottom, and then they put the eggs on, and it was fucking great. And then I ordered it again, and they toasted the whole thing, and it wasn't nearly as good.
Not even close.
Did you go to the same place?
Yeah, there's a Wawa right near my
home. Nah, some people are just stupid.
Well, they're building a Wawa up here, and
yeah, that sign's been there since you moved here, and there's still fucking trees in the right next to the sign. So that Wawa is never going to get built.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon. That sign's falling down. It's a hint that it's not coming anytime soon. That's what she said. Anything else? I think we're close to wrapping this bullshit up.
Yeah, a lot of dead air today. Congratulations, fellas.
I don't think we had a lot of dead air.
We have more than usual.
Yeah,
I think.
See, that's what happens when we're
going by this thing.
We went too fast through the.
Yeah,
this.
I didn't think we'd ever get through all this shit.
We were like, how many of these should we take? Like, we only need a couple.
We
save Alfonso
some. Like every like 4 minutes. So, should we talk about something else on this list?
Sounds like fucking KYW News Radio over there.
You give us 22 million.
22 million minutes.
22 billion minutes.
You'll be dead.
Give you 22 million minutes.
And it's time for me to go home.
Yeah, please. I think you need to smoke.
I need to smoke so bad.
Congratulations, dude. Your first show.
Yeah, my Being first sober. Show, and I was not high at all.
That's all right, it. Well, showed.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, all that shit.
Yes, share that post.
Share the post.
Share. Don't just like it. You want tickets, you got to share it, you asshole.
And there's also a contest going. If you're my 200th follower on Twitter, you get one giant hug. So join that contest. So
may smother somebody with it.
You can get right in my titties. All right, that ends that, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.